Okay, well, today's, the first of several big days coming up for the coaching staff, personnel department, and how it affects the team. We're, working through the film here this morning, and as we can, get to the bottom of some of the physical conditions of our players after the game, or guys that have been in or out of practice, or coming back into practice or out of practice over the last, few days. Let's try to put all that together. Get as much information as we can on everything that we have, what the guys have done, what their physical status is, so forth, and combine that with, obviously, communication from other teams in the league, various things, and then start making some decisions. So, at the same time, we got to turn the page from the Giants game, start moving on to our Buffalo preparations, and all that needs to come together here in the next couple of days. So we'll be doing, we'll go through the process, and as we get it done, make everybody aware of it.
Bill, this is Mike Reese of ESPN Boston. It was something I wanted to ask you last night. There was sort of some similarities in terms of the way this last game set up with 2011, when you guys had played in Detroit the week, the week before, and probably didn't play as well as you hoped. And a couple of years ago, some of the different guys, played again in the final game, whereas this year we saw maybe a little bit of a different approach. I was just sort of curious how you thought, what was different this year in your mind that sort of made that the best decision for the team to take that approach last night?
As I've said, I think that the team is overall in good condition, has worked hard. We've had a good competitive camp on a lot of levels, working against ourselves, moving ahead with our installation. We got off to a good start on that in the spring, which carried over into training camp. Practices we've had against Philadelphia and Tampa. And we've got our opener, but then we've got, two games back-to-back, so we pushed the players pretty hard this week in practice, and this is a chance for us to maybe catch our breath with a few of those guys and then be ready to go into Buffalo, but understanding that there's a real quick turnaround after that game, too, so those are some thoughts.
Bill, have you had a chance to go through the tape yet, or is it still sort of, where are you at now in terms of a player like Buchanan who seemed to show up at times? But what did you see from him? I didn't know if you got a chance to go through that yet.
Yeah, I've been through all of it, and I'm sure we'll go back through through some of the evaluations on a lot of guys again before it's over today or tomorrow. We have to have things done by 6 tomorrow. But, again, I think it's not just one game, although every game's important. The body of work, the camp, the rate of improvement, the ability to do the things that players are going to be asked to do at their respective positions. Everybody has strengths and weaknesses, and how much of those, how much have they improved in some things, and how well do they do the things that are their strengths, so to speak? How dominant are they, or aren't they, as the case would be? So, again, for really all the players, not anyone specifically, but really all of them, they're all kind of the same, sort of the same discussion. And guys that have been out there all the time, that have missed time in practice and in games, we're just dealing with a lot less information than we are with some other guys, and we'll have to, the best we can. But as I said last night, I thought a lot of our young players played competitively. They made some good plays. There are also some plays that weren't so good. Some of them showed up, some of them didn't. Just try to take a look at everything. Not over-evaluate or under-evaluate any one single thing, because we have a lot of snaps with as you go across the team, these guys have taken a lot of snaps over these periods of time, back in the training camp and the preseason games. So we can do a good job of making the right decisions based on that information.
So have you found that the joint practices have helped in the evaluation process and not just having the four preseason games to rely on, but sort of a controlled scrimmage type, you know, opportunity to evaluate players?
Well, again, I think that those opportunities can be good, and I thought that our weeks with Philadelphia and Tampa were very productive for us. But I don't think that is necessarily the case, or it always has to be the case. It could be a lot different than that. And I've seen them turn out differently. So, but in these cases, with Coach Kelly and the Eagles and Coach Shiano and the Bucks, I thought that we got a lot out of those weeks. And I think it helped us in the preseason games as well, because at least the players were prepared going into those games, rather than, you know, I mean, we wouldn't have seen anything from the Eagles. We would have had no preparation at all for the game other than drawing up a few plays in practice, not really knowing how they were going to run on them. So it gave our players a better opportunity to go out there and be prepared, so it's easier to evaluate than have guys try to evaluate them when you feel like they really don't know what to do because we haven't done a good enough job preparing them. But it was definitely but that was also the Tampa situation also.
So when you think about putting the roster together, obviously there's so many different parts. Just curious, would seven offensive linemen be too light for your liking? If, you know, even maybe you get a couple on the practice squad that could help you, but would seven sort of represent too not enough there to get by?
Well, I think any time that you go light at a position, whatever position that is, and there's usually one or two every year that fall into that category, you just have to know where your depth is going to be. You can't go light somewhere and then, well, you can, but I mean, I don't think it's good planning or, you know, but really good insurance for your team to go light at the position and then I have no idea where your depth of that position is going to be. It may be on the roster, it may not be on the roster, but at least, you know, you want to have some idea where you're headed if you need it. I think that's the answer to that question. You know, whenever you put a roster together, you look at it and you say, okay, we're a little heavy here, and we're a little light here, you know, relative to where your team's been in the past or maybe relative to what the norm is around the league. But you do it because you feel like you have a higher quality of player at a certain position, or you just, you know, lack the overall depth at another position. And that's going to happen somewhere on your roster. But just every year I hear that it hasn't. But you've got to have an idea, some kind of plan for in your light, where that depth's going to be, whether it's carrying guys in the practice squad or whether it's, you know, other players that are out there as free agents that you think you'd be able to add if you needed them, or however you're going to do it, you know, guys on the UP list or something. I mean, whatever the circumstances are, something that would be able to, you know, address those areas where you're a little light. I don't think there's really any way to not have that somewhere on your team. I mean, it would be such a fortunate stroke for everybody to be healthy, for your team to be, you know, totally balanced, and for all those stars to fall into alignment. That's what we're all trying for, but realistically, that's very, very hard to do. Or you can strike the balance maybe that you're looking for, then you'll have that feeling that, well, we're releasing a player who's a lot better than a player we're keeping, but we needed to balance out the numbers. I mean, that's the flip side of it, is if you have that balance number-wise, then there's probably a pretty good chance that a player that's not on your team is a better football player than a player who is. not the right position. That's the rub.
Bill, I'm curious your thoughts on the punter competition at this point.
I think it's been competitive all the way through, from the spring to training camp, in the games. I think both guys have performed well. Obviously, any time in a position like that, there's going to be some plays that are less than perfect or there's room for improvement on, but overall, they've been competitive with each other. I think they're competitive relative to the level of play at that position throughout the league. So, to talk about that one.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.